What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. What a week. I mean, this is big-time week. Obviously, high school big-time last week. Again, some great games. But college football kicks it into high gear with some really entertaining games, especially within the state. We talk about Miami-Notre Dame on Sunday evening at 7:30. What about Alabama visiting FSU? Last year, FSU, not what everybody expected at 2 wins, but there's a lot of work that has been put in over the offseason. I had an opportunity to go up there a couple of times during the offseason. Saw Coach Norvell when he came down to FAU for that kind of dual camp. But the Seminoles will be in action. Really don't know what to expect. So many new faces. Somebody who's been hanging around there, he knows a lot about it. Liam Rooney, he covers the FSU football program for the Tallahassee Democrat. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Liam, thanks so much for taking the time. And do you know what to expect on Sunday? I mean, we know Alabama's good, but this is a whole new FSU team.
Yeah, you mentioned the newcomers. There's 49 of them. Almost half that roster is fresh faces, either freshmen or transfers. So there's a lot to piece together when you look at the roster. And it's a new coaching staff from last year, so it's a full reset. So what to expect? Anybody who's watched college football, they know about Gus Malzahn. They know about the run. Run first. Kind of set up the pass, set up the deep shot, and let Tommy Castellanos get out of the pocket and run. But there's a lot riding on this, and there's a lot of unknowns that I think really right out the gate in the first few snaps, we're going to learn a lot about this FSU team.
Yeah, well, return some people on defense. Obviously, there's a few new faces that'll be in, you know, around the Earl Little Juniors and, you know, players like that. One of our guys from down here, Edwin Joseph, who I thought had a really good year last year. But offensively, as you mentioned, new coaching staff, Tim Harris comes along with his buddy Gus Malzahn. It looks like a brand new lineup. I mean, Tommy Castellanos comes from Boston College. Randy Pittman, who's a really, really highly recruited defensive tight end, new offensive line, some really good playmakers on the side. I see where Javon Boggs, the true freshman from Coco, making his way towards maybe starting on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, the depth chart came out today, and he is listed as a starter. And by all accounts, as long as he stays healthy, that's the full expectation. He has been, him and Usman Chroma, the freshman from Lee County in Georgia, have been the names on everybody's mouth throughout the preseason. They've been just exemplary in the work that they've put in. So it's an exciting time, especially a lot of the things around Norvell is the questions about his high school recruitment and some of these guys not developing and becoming impact players for him. So if he can get two guys right out the gate that have the opportunity to come out and maybe turn a few heads against Alabama, that's big. But you mentioned that this offense is pretty much brand new. I mean, a couple guys returned, but even then, most of the guys who came back from last year were freshmen, and a couple who aren't really going to contribute too much, and a backup quarterback in Brock Glenn as well. So it is truly a new team, an entirely new scheme with Malzahn. And Castellanos back there is obviously a very different quarterback than what DJ Uiagalelei was last year. So it's going to be different. It's going to be different.
And you did mention, you know, I mean, that was a big criticism. He wasn't hitting on the freshmen. I mean, you know, those last couple of years, some of those highly recruited freshmen that were coming in as 3, 4, and 5, even 5 stars, weren't really stepping up and making, you know, an impact. But this year, especially on offense, I mean, we talk about Javon Boggs, who I watched, and he's a really, really talented young man. But you also have guys like Squirrel White, comes from Tennessee. You have Deuce Robinson, obviously. Guys with experience that are going to help ease in a guy like Boggs or maybe Chase Lofton or players like that are newer and younger players to the team. And plus the offensive line, which is – kind of senior oriented, you know, with transfers. I know that, you know, guys like Adrian Medley and Luke Pettibon, guys who have had experience in the past, you know, Randy, as we mentioned, also Micah Pettis. Talk about that, because I think that infusion of experience can help the younger players perhaps flourish.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that you mentioned Deuce Robinson, because he's been a guy that every freshman or even sophomore that returned from last year, whether offense or defense, is kind of pointed to as a guy that they are kind of modeling themselves after. And he's been taking everyone under his wing. He's been described as a pro, just the way he kind of goes about things, and comes from, obviously, his father with the background there, playing at Florida State. And he kind of understands what it means to be a Seminole. And I think that's something Norvell appreciates. And then you even mentioned on the offensive line, 105 starts up there, I believe, between all of the transfers. So that's a lot of experience. And that's something in college football these days is so, so crucial. It's really been an effort from the veterans to kind of bring these guys up quickly, because in the depth chart today, 8 freshmen are in the 2 deep. Only one starts with Boggs, but the rest are all listed as second string guys. So they're going to play and they're going to see the field. And Norvell said that, you know, by midseason, there could be even double digit numbers of freshmen potentially starting or even at that reserve role. So getting the fall, the spring, the summer with those freshmen, getting that experience with veterans and kind of seeing how they operated and went through the work in the off season is really crucial to their development. And a guy like Boggs though, and Crumman, and you know, you've seen Boggs, some of these guys are just built a little differently. And you know, that helps out a ton when you're trying to adjust to the next level.
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, this game, huge. Then they have a couple of weeks where they could, you know, can kind of get things going and learn. Obviously, from this game, we don't even know a lot about Alabama. I'm new quarterback, right? First time he's taking snaps. They've got 3 or 4 new players that are, you know, on the offensive line that didn't play last year. So this could be one of those games where the crowd could get into it a little bit, and maybe somebody like a Castellanos makes play, or somebody like a Darryl Jackson on the defensive side who has experience and, you know, he's a gamer, or Omar Graham, who, you know, has had some starts under him. But it's going to be exciting. I really do. I think if you're an FSU fan, I think there's a lot to like. You know, I mean, I've always been a huge fan of Norvell. I think he's a great organizer. He just had to, I've never minced the words, but he had to get his friends out of there. I mean, you know what? It's nice to have friends on the coaching staff, but if they don't get it done, Liam, you know, his butt's on the line, and I think he understands that. I think this is a much improved team. I think they have an opportunity to maybe to get into a bowl, maybe win 6 or 7 games this year. You know, there's a lot of games that are winnable, but this first game is going to give them a barometer. I can't thank you enough for joining us. Let everybody know how you can follow. I mean, I know your website over at the Democrat, but also social media, because I know it's going to light up the rest of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. I am primarily on Twitter/X, and you can find me at _ Liam Rooney, LiamRooney. And then obviously Tallahassee Democrat, Tallahassee.com is where all of my work will be published.
Good stuff. Hey, we'll be hounding you plenty this year, man. Thanks so much. Have a good one. Have a great opener, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Larry.
Good stuff. Liam Rooney from the Tallahassee Democrat brings to a close hour number one. Please do not go away. We are back with some really good guests coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.